Matthew's gospel passage today speaks to us of how to prepare for Christ's coming and the cost of failing to do so. Matthew uses a talent to instruct us. Now, first we have to understand that a talent was not a coin, it was a weight. A talent of silver could be almost as much as 15 years' wages for a laborer. This means that the master gave in the range of 15 to 75 years of an average wage to these three servants. That's a lot of money. And as usual in Jesus' parable, there's a twist. One of the servants buries the master's money. This was, in fact, the accepted way of protecting money. If you buried it, you were not liable for it if it were stolen. If you invested it and lost it, you would be held completely responsible. So part of the message of the parable today is that what God expects is that faith must be invested. God expects us to use it in ways that will make it grow and make it spread. The story picks up when the master and third servant have their exchange. The master challenges the third servant. Why didn't he invest what he was given to gain some interest? Basically, because his actions are driven by fear, and his fears lead to his failure. Are we too playing it cautious in our service to the Lord? Do we fear failure and so avoid making the investment our discipleship requires? The parable today clearly encourages bold, even risky action. The parable resists overly cautious actions and invites us to risk and trust when we are doing the master's business. Well, we are all grateful for our faith. It's seen us through very difficult times. But the parable urges us not to get too cozy. Faith isn't so much about believing in Jesus as in following. Faith isn't meant to provide intellectual answers about God and Jesus to which we assent. Instead, faith urges us to leave our personal comfort zones and venture into a more risky world where we're asked to invest in our faith. For the first two stewards in our parable who did invest their talents and are given responsibility, there's nothing in their responses that suggests oppressive behavior. There's no hint at fearful anticipation of the returning master. Instead, there's a tone of excitement and satisfaction over their course of action and its fruits. Their service has yielded abundant riches, and their labors are rewarded beyond normal expectations. Well, we too can invest in God's kingdom, and like any good investment, it brings rewards. Every year, we take one Sunday, and only one Sunday in the whole year, to talk about giving here to our local church. We talk about money from time to time because Jesus did. He knows how important it is to us and what a hold it has on our heart. But we talk about giving to this church only once a year called Stewardship Sunday. It's about remembering and renewing our stewardship of this place, more importantly, the mission of this place. We can make an investment in God's kingdom and an investment in our parish. And today that's what we're talking about. It's an investment in a movement, which is the movement of the kingdom of God in our community, in our generation. And I invite you today to give at a sacrificial level. That's what I'm going to do, and I encourage you to do the same. We need your support for our current operational and mission needs. Your stewardship support is essential to support and staff our current kids programs, our liturgy and adult ministry programs. It's essential for heating the building and maintaining the campus and paying employees, and all the bills that you have too. Many of you have already received your stewardship card in the mail, which is your plan for stewardship. If you worship here usually or regularly, your worship should include giving. You want to give in your worship, and you should, in your place of worship, as an act of worship. So I'm asking you to take the card, fill it out, and return it to us in our offertory collection. If you need more time, you can take it home and return it. I don't know anyone in this church who is ungenerous. I haven't met that guy. And I suspect, however, that there are plenty of people who don't give anything or give next to nothing simply because they don't have a plan. The card is a plan, and the plan is an investment. God rewards generosity. He's pouring out his grace and his blessing on this church currently. And I'm currently amazed at the people I meet in this parish and their gifts and talents that I discover here. Your commitment is a plan. Your plan is an investment. It's an investment in a movement. Because of your investment in this parish, over 480 homeless men sleep in our overnight shelter each year. Because of your investment in this parish, children in our parish aren't just getting religious education, they're getting an introduction into a lifelong, loving relationship with their Savior. Because of your investment in this parish, 76 needy families were helped by the Magi Project last Christmas, providing essential needs like clothing and school supplies and gifts that parents couldn't otherwise give to their children. In our neighborhood, St. Vincent de Paul Society volunteers made 270 visits to folks who were desperately in need and got assistance because of your investment. Because of your investment, hundreds are joining together for transforming worship and growing as more mature, effective disciples. And because of all of that, marriages are being saved, fears overcome, sadness, sorrow, and loss met with hope. Relationships renewed, hearts healed, lives changed. That's what this place is about. Your commitment is a plan. Your plan is an investment. It's an investment in a movement, which is the movement of the kingdom of God, and that is the movement of love in our community, in our generation. And there is no better investment.